I know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website ever. This is the Frocast, episode 173. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the boho with no dough.
Damn.
I'm sitting here with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history, a.k.a. Sign up day, man. We fucking... that much closer to football, so all right. Two Saturdays, man. We got college football. Three Sundays, we got pro football. I mean, shit, it's almost there. So y'all know the Frocast is about to become all football.
That's it. You know that's my realm, nigga. It's about to be ugly.
That's why we got so much music topics, because we ain't going to talk about music for the next 6 months. So, you know, say goodbye. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why would we do that? We're not a music site. It's all sports here. We're like ESPN Lite.
That was my whole plan. Once I posted, like, y'all don't understand when we crossed that bridge on Nappy Afro. It was like the 2008 Olympics, man. But Usain Bolt set the record. I posted some shit about Usain Bolt. Be Easy lost his fucking mind. He was just like, why did you put that up? I was like, because Usain Bolt. He was just like, but we're a hip-hop site. I said, but that's Usain Bolt. But we're a hip-hop site. I said, but that's Usain Bolt. But we're a hip-hop. So me and him, we went about it for like 2 weeks about that. That one little post where I said Usain Bolt. So anyway, it was just I was talking about the Dream Team, you know, the Olympics. And he lost his fucking shit. And ever since then, man, we talk about sports on Nappy Afro.
Hey, man, you changed up for the whole site, because now we put up anything on the site. We put up video game shit. Motherfuckers talking about suits. We put anything on the site now.
Anything, man.
So it was you, man. We appreciate you, bro. You a leader.
I have a cooking little commercial soon, man. Who knows?
Hey, man. You a leader, man. So we appreciate you, man. The folks appreciate you. So the Gladiators are about to start off.
Yes, man. Gladiators, man.
This goddamn
man. Next Monday, man.
And what's the color this time?
Vegas gold and dark green. Man.
Y'all the Packers again.
No. Vegas gold is not motherfucking yellow.
Y'all niggas, it's still the Packers. Y'all like Baylor? Or y'all the Baylor Bears now?
More closer to Baylor colors than anything. Jeez. But still, you know, that's most of our home park is centered, like, that's the big school near us. So everybody, you know, so yeah, Vegas gold and green, man. We getting down, man.
With the Nappy Afro patch on the sleeve.
Maybe.
That's what's up, man.
It might be a kid out there with Nappy Afro sticker on his helmet. Who knows?
Hey, you know, it should be at least one. Even if he don't know about it, just put it on the back.
Coach Wizard said, what? That must have been on the helmet from last year. I have no idea what that is.
Somebody parent going to be mad. Are you saying my son's hair is nappy? You know how they do. You know how I do, man. Big weekend for movies, for black movies, and security, apparently. Straight Outta Compton released on, our movie released on Thursday and then Friday. Yeah. They movies released like on Tuesday and Wednesday night and roll into the next week. But anyway, I'll leave that alone.
Well, you know how happy with checking counts set up. You know what I'm saying? We just can't go to the movies during the middle of the week. You know,
that's true.
Most black people work at a temp job and we get paid every week. So, you know how it is.
Man, check to check. You got to do what you got to do. But even with that, Friday to Monday or Friday to Sunday, $56.1 million. Mm. It's the biggest R-rated movie opening weekend. Bigger than, American Pie? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we'll let it slide, yeah.
I don't know the name of it. That white movie with all the American kids. Pie. Yeah, that one. Bigger movie than that. So this is the biggest box open weekend for rated R movie. Great job. Did you go see it?
No.
Didn't go see it yet either.
I got it sitting in the queue, if that means anything.
Come
it's
on,
like,
man.
Like, it's ready to watch. You know,
you got to go see it.
No, I'm not going to see it, all right?
Why not?
Because, let's be honest. First of all, shout out to, whoever made the movie.
We had
no special effects at all in this movie. This is the first movie to make $50 million with no special effects. Like, none.
Good job, you know, F. Gary Gray.
Yeah, oh, F. Gary Gray is behind this?
Yes, sir. F. Gary Gray and Ice Cube.
Wow.
It's a Cube Vision project, I believe.
Hmm. Well, my problem with it is, my problem with it is NWA, when they were out, they were a very controversial group, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
They started something like, you know, back then hip hop was, you know, almost vanilla maybe, you know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden we got these motherfuckers from Compton, California, a place that nobody had ever heard of before 1988-89, and they just burst onto the scene with motherfuck this, fuck you, fucking bitch, fuck, and you know, people never heard no shit like that, so we fucking were like, we gravitated towards it, because we was like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? Like, this motherfucker just said, fuck you, bitch, and kept going, because I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put a foot in your ass. Now, you know, yeah. That's just, we never heard shit like that before in music. Right. But outside of two songs, NWA is really not that great. I mean, outside Express Yourself and Fuck the Police, the rest of their catalog is basically garbage. Let's keep it real. Like, they got, you know, they got songs. They talk about running train. She swallowed it. It's talking about fucking a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, that's a little troubling right now. When I hear that, I'm like,
ugh. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of their music that if you listen to it now, it's just like, you know, my kids can't listen to this. You know, we outgrew that shit. That's like, listen, you can't listen to Two Live Crew as a grown man. Like, you might like it when you was 12 or 13. Pop that pussy. Hey, you like that little shit. But now you listen to it like, wow, like, the motherfuckers is crazy. So, you know, but like I said, you know, I don't know. I can't, you know, I'm just not saying I'm an old man or nothing like that. It's just, and then it was just everybody, it was just so trendy to go see that movie this weekend. Everybody, oh, it's the greatest movie. This movie, I'm going to, you know, even the voice in Nappy Afro said, yo, she's going to see it again at the movies. And I'm just like, but it's about NWA. Like, this is not, this is not like a movie that we don't know the fucking story. Like, people's like, yo, no spoilers. No spoilers for NWA movies. Like, I was just like, what do you mean? What do you need spoilers for? Like, go fucking Wikipedia. It'll tell you every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? About this group. So, what happened in the movie that you didn't already know, you know, just like watching Titanic, even though it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Wow.
Yes, it is. I love Titanic. But I knew what was going to happen. I knew eventually it was going to hit the fucking iceberg. Right. You know, I knew it. I was just like, hey, when is it going to happen? And in this movie, I'm going to watch it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I'm not on the fucking nah. You won't see me nah. Mm-mm. Nah. Mm-mm. Sorry.
I'm probably going to check it out. My homegirl is a professor in Houston. Mm. And she's doing a her whole course this semester is going to be based around sociology and hip hop.
Wow! And she picked NWA.
Well, no. So this is probably going to be you. She's at, well, she fucked up and asked Saul Wright to help her construct the class. So you know how I do. It's going to definitely be some Stokely Carmichael in that motherfucker. So we might go check this movie out and see how it works with the course and all that shit. Saul Wright, you know, trying to get up there with Jerm and GQ Blue, trying to get involved. You know, I'll throw that little 2 cents in. But I'm going to go check this shit out. I totally agree with you. The NWA factor is major, and we're overlooking the fuck out of that. Like, everybody's an NWA fan now.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, since when? When were you an NWA? I've watched your Facebook for 7 years. You ain't post shit about NWA.
Bruh, some of these little fucking teeny boppers are killing me. Killing me.
My niece is fucking 23. Shut up.
Thank you.
Shut up. You don't know this shit.
Like, most of the people that's hyping this shit up weren't even born around that time. Like,
right.
You wasn't even fucking here. Like, so it's like, why? Like I said, I listened to their catalog. Like, let's be honest. Straight Outta Compton was a good album. No. It was
Niggas
more.
Niggas for Life was the one that you like.
No, I hate Niggas for Life.
Really?
Girl, that, man, no, I did not. That's what 100, what Niggas for Life, that's what, 100 Miles of Running. No, that was 100 Miles of Running was the album too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was an easy album. But Niggas for Life.
That was after the breakup.
Miles. They had Real Niggas on there and Always in the Something and Don't Drink That Wine, that interlude that everybody was singing in the hood.
Yeah. Straight Outta Compton. That's the one with the song I just talked about on it. Fuck You Bitch. Because I'm the
That's where it started. Yeah. It was motherfucking Straight Outta Compton. That album there,
like I said, it's more iconic. Yeah. But as far as music, it's garbage. You know what I'm saying?
Dope Man on there, man.
Like I said, man, it's all right. Listen.
I listen to it, so I hear you, but I play the album.
I'm hearing from, you know, some of these above it all people. You know, I listen to both sides of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think most of us love it because of the nostalgia that it brings. Like, we remember a certain part of time, and that rekindles. Like, look, the girls, it's like 35, you know, the 35 and up crew, they remember, like, oh, I was dating a drug dealer back then. You know what I'm saying? Look, and they wilding out, and little kids, like, yeah, I remember that's the first time I got high. You know, little shit like that. So the nostalgia is what make us, you know, gravitate towards this. But if you really, really think about it, it's like that started like the fucking, like, you had EPM, not EPMD, PE, Public Enemy,
yeah,
and Boogie Down Productions, you know, kicking some conscious shit back then. And all of a sudden, these niggas, like, you want to, they call themselves niggas, come out of nowhere and just like led by a white guy. And they were just like, yo, we want y'all to talk about the worst shit ever, nigga. And they did. And we loved that shit. And it was just like, after that, man, you know, I mean, hey, gangster rap was born, and it's just like we held on to that for like 20 some odd years. I mean, it's still going on today. Like, we still love that ignorant shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, man. I think they did more harm to the community than they did good. But like I said, the nostalgia of it, we look past a lot of that shit because we listen to the music. Like, that's nothing you want. You know, I'm like, you know, I got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and nothing's wrong. Like I said, I listen to a lot of bullshit ass music, but I can't rock with this right now, man. I'm not saying I'm above it all because I did download the fucking movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going, I mean, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to go out there in droves. And, you know, I'm not one of the people that's going to go, nah, I go see Avengers again before I go see this.
Yeah, I mean, we had moments where there was some talk about the hood, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you look back at, you know, we're digging in the crates a little bit here, but Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and broken glass everywhere. The whole shit was about the hood. It was about what the fuck you see. KRS-One was talking about 9mm go bang, and we had moments, but we didn't have a group come out and actually rock this shit like that's their whole gimmick.
Yes.
So when they came out and hit the scene, it was like, holy shit.
Yes.
And we automatically gave them niggas credit. They're like, yo, they real.
Yes.
Like, and then nigga Ice Cube, Jerry Curl, wet than a motherfucker. He real. He's a real gangster. That nigga Rand don't even talk. He's a real gangster. Dr. Dre, look at him. He look like a bad motherfucker. Easy E, all these niggas real. We bought it. We bought it hook, line, and sinker. And I agree with you, too. The music wasn't necessarily dope, like, lyrically.
Some of the beats was nice.
Some of the production was dope. And ain't nothing you could do about that. But I think that this is also, like, we talk about Run DMC. It's a moment thing. Remember that moment? I remember riding in the old Pontiac 6000 with the motherfucking. Remember they had the. You might not, you know, since you're 10 young nigga, they had car fresheners that were shaped like a crown, and you had that shit on the dashboard.
Cake crowns.
That allegedly, right? Because they did British Knights too.
Yeah, that was the that was the look.
that was the snow. Hey,
the crown in your car.
Yeah. So no, I remember rocking that shit and having that in the car. Like, all of that shit was dope. You know what I mean? You listen to it, but. I listen to it for that reason only. It just feels good to listen to.
Yeah.
But yeah, this shit came out now, we would be rocking this shit.
No, we wouldn't. We'd be like, man, like, if NWA came out today, like, we didn't, if we could erase what they already done, they came out today, this group, nobody would give a fuck about them. They'd be like, so you just gonna bitch, nigga, kill, bitch, crack, drugs. You know, niggas be like, you know, and it was just like, and then, seeing the climate that we have in hip hop now with ghostwriting, shit, motherfuckers ain't write shit. I mean, it was just like Ice Cube wrote all, like, Eazy-E had a ghostwriter. Like, Ice Cube was writing all the music, so, you know, like, we've been ghostwriting hip hop for a long time, and this one of the greatest groups, you know what I'm saying, of all time, but it was a ghostwritten, you know what I'm saying? So,
and we give it a pass. Ain't nobody coming for Eazy-E. Ain't nobody coming for Eazy-E. But Eazy didn't, he wasn't writing shit. I don't even think he wrote on his solo shit. I don't think he wrote. I think Dr. Dre was still fucking with that until they fucked up.
Yeah.
And then who was writing for that? Ren or some shit?
Ren or that little motherfucker he had on the side. I don't know who it was.
You ain't talking about Yella, are you?
No, Yella, you know, he went to the porn industry, man. He said, fuck. But I'm trying to think, who was that guy that, because the real motherfucking G's. Whoever. One of the best diss songs of all time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
they played that shit on the radio with its 4,000 cussing words. You know what I'm saying? Like, the censor man was fucking busy. Like, they played Mr. Scarface on the radio, Ghetto Boy. They just playing like some crazy music. Luke, all the NWA shit on the radio. Like, that shit would not even get played on the radio these days, man.
I heavily edited if it made the radio at all, but. I think the movie's dope. I think it's something that anything that has to do with hip hop culture,
yeah,
I think we should go support and see.
Yes. I mean, I'm all for it because it's about hip hop. I love hip hop. I love, you know what I'm saying? I love hip hop. But it's just that the glorifying of NWA, like, we can't, like, we're at a point right now, like, we don't need, like, 5 years ago, fine. Right now, we don't need an NWA movie out right now. You know what I'm saying? Just because we're trying to, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get past niggas with attitudes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just, I don't know. And then, like I said, they sold out. They were sellouts, man. Everybody know that, man.
Okay,
everybody.
So the sellout factor is definitely there. And that's, that's like a whole, we could do a whole show on the sellout, not selling out shit. Because a lot of times niggas was rapping and wasn't making no money. So that was one of the times where we were actually able to make some cash. But I feel opposite about the timing of the movie. I feel like the timing is perfect. You know, the idea behind NWA, at least the idea that we were supposed to believe, because there's that whole conspiracy theory shit out there, and I don't want to fuck with that. But the idea is that these motherfuckers were mad about what's going on in the hood, and they wanted to speak about it. Instead of going out and killing motherfuckers, they decided to grab the microphone. That's even in the commercials. You've seen that shit. So the idea that they decided to use some platform and make noise was dope. Everybody took notice. Hell, even now with the movie out, CNN was like, they're beefing up security. They beefing up security for this movie because they're scared. Why the fuck would you bring more cops to a movie that was about fuck the police? That doesn't even make sense.
And then I heard that they were surprised at the lack of, there was no, like, there wasn't anybody acting up. So props to everybody that went and seen the movie, that watched the set there for 2.5 hours and didn't shoot a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's all, I mean, that's what they was expecting to happen, because they just felt like you're going to be so charged up after watching this movie that you might kill a motherfucker. But it didn't happen.
And they,
you
know, do this every time we have a movie, though. They did this for Boys in the Hood. They did this for Menace to Society. Like, this is their M.O.
Yeah.
Black people movie, we got to beef up security. For what? Yeah. We're not shooting shit. If you want to check, if you want to keep black people out of the theater for opening weekend, check purses. It's a lot of food going up in that bitch that you don't want to know about.
Damn, right.
Hey, motherfuckers is up in there with leg of lamb, goddamn turkey dinners and all kinds of shit. That's what you, if you want to watch some shit, that's what you watch. But the gun shit, we don't rock around with it.
We don't do that.
We might. Why do they think we walk, first of all, half of, you got papers on half of us motherfuckers anyway. So why would we be walking around with a concealed weapon going into a theater knowing you're going to fuck with us? Let's just stop it. You go watch another Batman premiere. Next Batman movie come out, beef up security for that shit.
Yes. You better have it. You better have Superman versus Batman. You better
Right. And them niggas be wearing masks and shit.
Yes. Because, you know, they made this whole Batman thing that went dark now. It's like, you know, Batman is so fucking gloomy and, you know, they just want you to, you know, it's just so, maybe.
That's the fuck y'all need to be watching shit. Yeah. What other groups do you think we should be talking about? Like, who would you like to see a movie made about?
You know, I'm going to go, even though they might not deserve it, Public Enemy, you know.
Wait, why you say they don't deserve it?
I mean, that's another group. Like I said, they just, I don't think the story, people say they want to see a Public Enemy movie, but I don't think they're exciting enough to have, you know, sit there for, I mean, an hour show, a documentary, yes, I'll watch it. A 2 hour movie, nah. You know, movie these days got to be 2 hours. Since they charge you fucking $40, they got to give you 2 hours at least.
And let's be completely honest, you had a chance to see a Public Enemy type movie with Selma, and y'all only showed up and paid $11 million for that weekend.
Hey man, that was because once we heard that they was having MLK was having side chick drama in the movie, people like me said, nope, not going to see it.
You think that, so that's what stopped the people?
Hell yeah. And look, and that flawless leak that came out, that screener that came out, that really stopped people from going to the movie. I was like, wow, this is, I mean, it was like straight out of Compton, you know, still a cam version. It ain't like that screener that came out when Selma came out. I mean, Selma was DVD quality, bro. I mean, I was like, wow.
Just saying, that did it.
I
think black people just need to be completely honest. Let's not say black people. Let's say hip hop culture needs to be completely honest that we don't really want to be enlightened.
Yeah, we don't.
And that may be where it spawned from and shit like that. But you motherfuckers are here for the entertainment.
Yes.
That's why Talib ain't going platinum. That's why motherfucker, like Jay-Z said, I would be lyrically. Like, this is why. Because the people that are out here giving you bars, that are giving you lyrics, that are giving you culture, you don't support with your dollar. Mm-hmm. You don't.
But Young Dolph come on and we go fucking nuts.
We go nuts, nigga.
We go pay $40, $50 to see Future at the nightclub for 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and that's what it is now. It's And I don't know what the reason for that is, but that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to stop this shit. But you said Public Enemy. Who else?
I like to see Outkast movie. You know what I mean?
That's on my list too.
I would love to see Outkast. I want to see a real movie about Jay-Z. Like, I want him to, like, you know, step to the, like, you know, because Jay-Z never got really personal with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see how he came from a crack dealer that bounced back from losing 93 bricks and didn't get killed and, you know, made it to the top, meeting the president on speed dial. I would love to see that shit.
DMX would have a dope fucking movie.
Hey, DMX, his shit is made for fucking Lifetime already. That shit is ready for it to go. Let's see who else. Fuck it. Two Live Crew. I want to see that. I mean, because this was the first rap group that was like banned. You know, like the fucking president had. Like, yo, fuck these niggas over here, man. These niggas talking this as nasty as they want to be. You know, I want to see that movie. Because like, if you be honest with you, Luther Campbell them really got the ball rolling for Southern music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody might say, man, that was booty shake. Still, though, they had the exposure. And you still hear elements in that music going on today. So I want to see a Two Live Crew movie.
Two Live Crew movie would definitely be like straight to DVD because that's damn near porn.
But you know.
I mean, I'd still watch it.
Yeah, Luke running for mayor and shit now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who else, man? It got to be some rappers out there that just fail to fuck off. Well, see, I don't want to see no rapper that fail to fuck off. You know.
I think Run DMC would be a dope movie to actually see.
Yep, just to see the beginnings of Def Jam and all that.
Yeah, that'd be good to
see. Matter of fact, we already did Crush Groove, but I want to see like a real, like a movie about Def Jam. How that shit started, you know what I'm saying? Like where it started from a dorm room and how Russell met Rick Rubin and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That would be a great fucking movie.
An actual movie. Crush Groove was good, but...
Yeah, Crush Groove, it didn't give us the background story. Like I want to see like Russell and how they met up and how he talked this white dude into starting a record label with him and you know how they signed this little young nigga named James Todd Smith and the Beastie Boys, three Jewish white boys that are rapped and you know what I'm saying, like, you know, that would be fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying?
I'd definitely be down for that shit. Bad Boy deserves a legit ass movie.
Like, yes.
Don't just do no movie centered on Big. Y'all have way too many hits, even though Big broke damn near the whole label. Y'all still had way too much of a moment in history that there should be a movie done.
Yes.
That shit should definitely happen. Who else we got? I feel like the women, like, I wanted there to be a women's movie, but I don't know who it would be other than Queen. Like, you could do an MC Light movie, but she's not that type of entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, you know, according to some people in this group that we belong to on Facebook, she's not even the best female rapper. Lauryn Hill is. And I'm just like, okay. Can we see... Can we please stop putting Lauryn Hill as the best female rapper? Like, come on, man. Her album was 80. Like, she was the Drake before Drake. And so we can't just throw her in the rap. Like, she started, like, that singing rap shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say she started. Or Kelly might have started. But Lauryn Hill can't be the greatest female rapper when you still got Queen Latifah. You still got MC Light. Still got Roxanne Shanté. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't put her over them three. Because they did it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she was in the Fugees. Yeah, they dropped 2 albums. But
the first one, y'all don't even count. The first one don't even count. The
Translator Crew album, like, you know what I'm saying? I think that shit was better than The Score. You know what I'm saying? I mean, musically, The Score was good, but it was just, like, too boom-boppy or whatever they call that shit. It was just too, like, you know, it
was
just...
The Score was dope. It was a well-put-together album. It was in the vein of Biggie's Ready to Die. Like, it was one of those albums that was made damn near perfect.
Okay, so it was like it had the stadium sound. Okay,
yeah, it was well produced. You had cuts for everything, for the radio, for the street. Like it was a perfect album. Yeah. But fucking Blunted on Reality, people act like that shit never happened.
Yeah.
And then if you again, when we start talking about somebody that's part of a group, how does that work for their legacy as a solo artist? It don't. That shit don't count. So right. Your shit started with Miseducation, which is regarded as a top album. Period. But it's debatable if you can call that a hip-hop album.
Yeah, she only rapping on 4 songs, man.
So, you can't call her the queen of rap. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to her, and it's disrespectful to people like Jean Grey, who've been doing this shit and giving you motherfuckers bars for decades. And y'all give no fucks. Bars. MC Light, bars.
Yes.
Queen Latifah, I mean, she gave you a hot moment, but then that motherfucker started singing too. She went Drake-ish.
Yeah, when she did Just Another Day.
It was a rap. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Feeling good today. I mean, I was just like, damn, Queen, what happened to the. Then that UNITY, like that whole album, she was just like, yo.
That's where it started. I think, what was it? Rain? Was that Black Rain?
Black Rain or some shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's when it started going downhill, nigga. That's it. And I think that's like my wife's one of her favorite albums. I'm like, yeah, okay. That motherfucker is definitely not a what you would call a regular hip hop boom bap type album. Shit, Remy Ma been giving y'all niggas bars.
But she been behind bars too.
Wow. So I mean, so that gives her street cred. Remy Ma should be the queen.
Yeah, but then when she got out of jail, she was about to go at Nicki, and somebody told her like, "Yo, this is rap different now. You just can't." Because she was just like, "Yo, I'm gonna go after Nicki," and it was like, "Nah, slow down. You just got out. Like, hey, you don't want to be in purgatory for fucking with Nicki. Like, she hot. Like, you just can't go at hot niggas these days because niggas like that's hot. Like, they fans not gonna let them lose. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like that would have been a loser. Even though you can rap better than her, and she said that you influenced her style." You coming out now, which you've been in behind bars 7 to 8 years, like nobody gonna, maybe I don't give you credit on that. Yeah, you did lean back, you know what I'm saying, and conceded and all that shit, but motherfuckers not gonna, you know, they don't wanna hear that no more. Like, so it's just, it's a different climate in hip hop, and you know what I'm saying, it's time for the old cast. LL Cool J needs a fucking movie, man. What the fuck?
So I didn't mention that because I didn't know where we would go with that. Like, is L's life interesting for a movie?
Yes. For one reason, the man stayed married to his baby mama. Like, come on, man. LL Cool J probably could have sex. He probably did have sex with at least 30,000 women. But he's still like, he ain't one like these other rappers that broke up. This nigga still with his chick. And then just LL, just like I said, from being in the game, like, he was about 45 now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's been for like 30 plus years. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, come on, man.
But so the movie would have to get short on the back half of the albums. Like, we talked about this on another episode. He hasn't given us a hot album for like 10 years.
He would have to go into his acting and shit like that. Yeah, you know, just making that change. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When he just, you know, became a, you know, I mean, this motherfucker on NCIS. Like, you see this nigga on CBS. And you're like, yes, that's fucking.
Yeah, let's transition to that. Let's not talk about any album after like Mr. Smith. It was like 95. Let's talk about anything else.
Okay, Phenomenon 97.
Yeah, okay. I want to hear about that. You know, GOAT. You kind of coined the term GOAT. Like, everybody started saying GOAT after your album, GOAT. But we don't want to give a fuck about that album. We don't give a fuck about none of them albums. 10, fucking Exit 13, that Todd Smith shit. We don't want to hear about none of that shit. None of that. Just everything before, like, 97, 95, we're good. And then after that, we need to start talking about Movie LL, because fuck that shit. What do you think about the idea of hip-hop being commercial? Because now people make money.
Yes.
This movie is going to spawn some more shit. I don't know what it's going
to
be.
Everybody about to have a movie now. And you know, hip-hop is a copycat industry. Like, so now they seen that an NWA movie made $54 million. Mm-hmm. Hollywood going to be like, hey.
Let's do something else.
You know, what else can we dig up? You know what I'm saying? They're going to be an Ice-T movie then. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Ice-T wouldn't be a bad one.
But Ice-T, well... If they gonna have to go like Ice-T, like his shit gonna have to end like his, it's gonna have to show him growing up, like running the streets, being a pimp and all that shit, and then the day that he pimped the record people and giving him the money to, cause they thought he was a rapper and shit, like that shit would be dope to see. And then, you know, I don't know how long that's got to be an hour and a half movie. Like, I can't watch 2 hours of Ice-T, you know what I'm saying, of Tracy, you know what I'm saying.
Right, that's a little much. But I mean, he was still on the forefront with the band albums and shit. Like, he was out there too.
Yeah, Cop Killer. That was his big moment.
Cube by himself would have a dope ass movie.
Tupac. We can't forget about Tupac. He ever had a Tupac movie? We haven't had a Tupac movie yet, have we?
We've had so many documentaries though. Fuck it.
But we didn't never get that movie. Like, the next person to make a movie of is it biopic or is it biopic? Which one is it?
I've heard biopic.
I heard it say in two different ways, so that's why I don't want to, you know, I'm saying. So
we nappy Afro, we say however we want to. So what are you gonna say?
Yeah, exactly. No fact checking. Team, no fact checking.
I mean,
I want to see a real Tupac movie. Like, I want to be like Notorious, bro, where they gave us everything we knew.
But it's
like,
impossible. No one, the Tupac fans are the worst fans in the world. This movie will never be completed, ever.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they will rip that shit apart. Nah, nigga, Pac didn't even do that shit. He lived over on this street, nigga, on the third floor. It wasn't on the fourth floor. Y'all on that bullshit.
So you telling me Pac went to a performing arts school? I don't believe that. No. Yes, he did.
They ain't gonna let that shit happen. Like, please, don't do Pac. Don't do Pac. But,
Pac is like the black Elvis Presley. Like, niggas got so many theories about him. And, oh, you know he was born in jail. Oh, for real? Like, you know what I'm saying? I've heard so many Tupac theories that it's got to be put in movie form, you know?
That's one I won't go see. I can't do that one.
You want to go see Thug Life? The life of Tupac Amaru Shakur?
No.
A.K.A. LaShawn Crooks?
No. Dang. I'm not seeing that one. I mean, I've seen enough documentaries to know that I'm good. I don't, and I'm not a Tupac fan like that. So I'm good. I'm sure that the critiques and scrutiny that will happen about that movie will be everywhere on social media.
Snoop Dogg movie, a Death Row movie. I mean, you know,
Death Row would be good. Master P.
Oh,
No Limit shit. Movie would be fucking amazing. Dick
Percy, hell yeah,
a fucking legit ass movie, not this I got the hookup type bullshit. Legit ass movie.
Yes, how you started your record label from your grandma and them dying, 10th grand. You started a fucking record label that made you millions. And, you know, and he opened up the distribution game in hip hop. Like, he cut out the middleman. He told niggas like, "Yo, you don't need no fucking distribution, nigga. Do that shit yourself, man." And, you know what I'm saying? That changed the game. So P was a game changer.
That shit would be fucking amazing, man. God damn, I really think that out of all the movies we mentioned, Outkast and No Limit would be my favorite too.
Mm.
I'd want to see them motherfuckers immediately.
I would definitely go see the No Limit movie and the Outkast movie. I would go pay money, be there opening day to go see that shit. Because A, I don't know if you noticed about King Jerm, but I almost had a No Limit Soldier tattoo. Almost.
Mm, the tank?
Dog, the same one. I was gonna get that shit. You know what I'm saying? But something said, nah, you might want to hold off on it. You know, I've always got tattoo scary because I'm just like, I like tattoos, but I haven't decided on anything that I want to live my life with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, I'm that kind of person. I have buyer's remorse very fast. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's something you can't have buyer's remorse on because once it's on there, it's on there. And so that's my whole reason for not getting a tattoo yet, because I'm not sure that I want to, you know, be branded with something for the rest of my life, you know, because like my homeboy, God bless the dead, this motherfucker got a weed tattooed on it. It's an endo cash flow on that motherfucker. And I was in my head thinking, like, bro, you can be an old ass man talking about, you know,
the weed. Like, and so my thing about that is when people talk about tattoos, they're like, yeah, you stuck with it for life, but I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Yeah. Like, the reason that you felt compelled to tattoo it is because it's a moment in your life. So if you pick a moment that's important enough, it's not a problem. Endo cash flow probably didn't mean shit to him. He just thought it was cool.
Yeah. It was weed, so dollar sign, and you know what I'm saying? He loved that shit. And then he got one of them off the wall tattoos. So then next thing you know, same nigga, two niggas in my crew had the same exact tattoo.
Oh, so now he's looking like a crew and shit.
Yeah, like y'all look like a gang, you know.
That's a damn mess. Keeping it music related, because like you said, that's all we're gonna talk about for right now until football comes back. We kind of skipped over the whole Mos Def challenge to rappers.
Oh yeah.
So you remember Mos Def came out? There was a video that came out with Mos Def saying that him, King Los, and Black Thought can out rap anybody you motherfuckers want to battle.
Wow.
They said he was going to set it up in New Orleans at the goddamn Superdome. We get it done. Let's do it. And then Lupe said, okay, let's do it. And then Mos Def said, nah, I wouldn't even mean it like that. I didn't even mean it like that. I'm not even serious. Like, I don't even want to battle rap. That doesn't even sound like fun, going to the studio to do battle raps. It's not my life. You know what I'm saying? And why do we do that as a people? Then it went to the black shit. We the only culture that makes us wants to be violent against Mos Def. You went out like a bitch. You went out like a bitch.
You the one came up and said, you the one put it out there.
Right. You and started the shit.
Yeah, now you want to backtrack on it? Like, I mean, it would have been fun. Like you said, especially if you said, hey, we're going to donate all the money to proceeds to charity. Like, what's wrong with that? Nobody getting hurt. Only people winning are the people that's getting the money for charity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Mos Def, like, he's not ashamed of charity work. He did the dollar day, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So it's just like, come on, man. Mos, that's what I want to see. I want to see popular hip-hop rappers battle it out. It can be written rhymes. I mean, who cares? But let the money go to a good cause, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's all good and fun. Y'all shake hands afterwards. Ain't like you saying, yo, after y'all have this, if you get, you know, murdered on the track, niggas ain't gonna be like, yo, this nigga, your career not gonna change, Mos Def. You don't even rap no more.
Nigga ain't rap since like 98.
What do you call himself now? He's not even, he's
Yoslin Bay.
Yes.
Like, your last rap album, I guess, I wouldn't even say the New Danger. Your last rap album was your first rap album, Black and Both Sides.
Wow.
That came out in 99. The New Danger is when you started doing that, some of that singing shit.
That's when he had the shit over his face on the album cover, right?
Yeah, motherfucking finger to his head. The first fucking song was The Boogeyman. So that's when we was like, okay, what the fuck's going on? Ghetto rock, symbolism. It had that bullshit on there. And then True Magic came out, and that was some old Lenny Kravitz shit.
Mm.
Like, you know, so you haven't rapped in the 2000s.
Nah.
Black Thought hasn't cut a hard hit rap album in about 3 or 4 albums. Now he's on, you know, late night, so he ain't really fucking with that.
He's a house band now.
Yeah, so he not really. And matter of fact, I think his next album is supposed to be solo.
Wow.
Which, yeah. So who knows what the fuck we're gonna get on that? King Los, you have one album. You got bars.
I was gonna ask you, who is King Los?
King Los is a Baltimore rapper.
Okay.
He's on the East Coast, so he a lot of local niggas know him. I've heard him on a couple cuts. I heard his EP. It's straight. He got bars. I'm not denying the brother his skills, but. Like, none of you cats have nothing to lose.
Mm. So give me 3 rappers you'll put up against those 3.
That could actually beat him?
I mean, just who would you want to see against King Los?
I don't want to see anybody take on Black Thought, to be completely honest. I think Thought is one of the dopest rappers to ever touch a microphone.
But it's all right. This is a hypothetical.
I think that anybody go against Black Thought, they're going to lose. So whoever is battling Black Thought is going to lose right now, rapping.
Whoa.
Whoever's rapping right now, they're going to lose. But the other 2 niggas... might fuck around and let the team win.
Mm.
So, shit. They got that J. Cole and Kendrick album coming. I don't want to see...
That's really going to happen?
Allegedly.
Oh, that's another one of them, you know, artists. Oh, yeah, I Can't Feel My Face album. Me and and we got an album coming out. Oh, the T-Wayne album coming out. Yeah. Is it one of those, or is it really going
to
happen?
From what I know, it's supposed to happen.
It's a lot of red tape there, fellas. Did y'all talk to y'all superiors about this? I mean, you know.
Hey, the only thing is I don't know J. Cole and Kendrick to lie.
Mm.
So, that being said, I don't know.
Neither one of them bosses, so it's hard to, you know, you say you're going to do something, you're not a boss, and people like, Jay-Z, like, I ain't signing off on that.
That's true. That's true, but then, yeah, I don't know how the fuck that's going to work. I guess I wouldn't mind seeing Big Boy. I think Big Boy would shine in this kind of format. I wouldn't mind seeing J. Cole. I think J. Cole got bars. I don't want to see Kendrick.
3's all right. Give me 3. You done named like 19 people.
I just gave you Big Boy, J. Cole. I don't know about the 3rd one.
It's got to be 3, man. It got to be a 3-on-3, man.
I can't think about that. Who you got? Let me think on this 3rd one. Who you got?
I'm going to go straight Homer with it, man. Straight Homer pick. I'm going to go Cole, Fonte, and Rhapsody, man. I put them 3 up against them.
Ooh, shit. You know what? That's a hell of a team.
I'm going to go straight Homer pick. Ooh. I'm going to put them 3 up. I put those 3 up against anybody. Just to cover the bases.
This is 3-on-3 right now. Shit. I don't know that I can think of 3 that could beat them.
Yeah.
That's a crew. God damn.
Yeah, I'm going straight Homer with it. Like, I was just like, hey, give me those 3 against any 3. You know, rapping tape. I want rapping tape.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there. I had to catch myself. That's a tough-ass 3, bro, for real. I don't really think that I could beat that 3.
Yeah, put the money on the wood, Mose. Let's make it happen, man.
Make it happen, man. Lupe, I'm surprised he backed down from Lupe's challenge.
I mean, look, Lupe is heavily respected. I didn't know that. People really rock with Lupe like that. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? But now I see. They love Lupe, the skateboarder. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I got my 3rd one. Pharrell Monch.
Okay.
Pharrell Monch is a bad motherfucker.
He is. Even though Tay ate that nigga on his album, but you know. You know.
Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker, man. I think, but even Fonte would probably say that he can't take Monch.
Look, Tay already did. Look, he already did him on. He ate him on his album, man.
I'm saying consistently.
I don't know. I might be biased, but you know.
Well, okay, but you're definitely biased, but that don't mean that you're necessarily wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying that Monch is a bad motherfucker.
He is. I hated Fat Pharaoh Monch. I used to hate when he was in Organized Confusion. I used to hate that fucking video.
The video, but he still put out some shit.
Yeah, he put out some dope music now. That's what I mean. He got, you know, he give you bars. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing short of that.
That's another thing that, like I said before, we don't respect fucking lyrics. We don't respect that shit. Because Pharrell should be running the game. Lyrically, this motherfucker's been doing it for a long fucking time. He's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Yeah.
But y'all niggas probably don't have a single Pharrell album.
Nope. Motherfucker. But you got a Straight Outta Compton t-shirt.
Rocky Easy E and shit. I've never seen so many NWA t-shirts.
This shit is fucking ridiculous. I mean, I seen niggas dressed up like the motherfuckers, man, going to the movies Friday. Like, I was like, yo, the nigga, I mean, maybe because it fits right in with the tight jeans and shit that they wore back then. They wear tight jeans today. Like, I seen motherfuckers dressed up just like they had all black. I'm just like, look at these little young niggas, man.
Hey, I like that shit. Yeah, I respect that. Like, that's how you go see the goddamn movie. I like that.
Kid and play movie? Nah, I'm kidding. Just kidding. <So.
laughs> Enough. Stop.
We already did it. Look, we already did that. Yeah, class, house parties. Yeah, we got to
get. Can we get a legit ass, like, this is not even hip hop, but can we get a legit ass New Edition movie?
Wow.
Can we get a real fucking, not a straight to TV ass, a legit ass movie that's going to have like three parts at least?
That shit would be watchable, because New Edition, like you said, they was the first new kids on the block. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Bobby Brown's section would be amazing.
Yeah, then the addition of Johnny to the group, and then when BBD broke off, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like I said, it could just be a fucking, yeah, that'll be a good two, three hour movie. I watch.
No, it's gonna be multiple movies. They gonna need a part two or three to that shit. I would go see every part two.
So you want a week long miniseries?
Might as well. Remember when they used to do that shit? I feel like the Jacksons was on for like 2 months straight.
Dog, what are you talking about? With that shit, so you know.
God damn, the miniseries. It was the Jacksons' American Dream or some shit like that.
Yeah, American Family or something. It was something like that.
Like 3-4 days long. Like, what the fuck? It's on again.
Yes, all week.
God damn.
Addis, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit. Hey, guess what? We got some football topics.
What? Football? Sorry? What?
A little football.
What a segue from Saul Wright. Look at the stiff arm he did on the hip hop.
Yeah, I basically said fuck it, right? I just switched gears. Your boy Marvin Harrison, man. His kids apparently playing.
James Harrison. Marvin Harrison is facing a murder.
James Harrison. Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's not make that mistakes. God damn. I just sent this nigga to prison. James Harrison's kids. Was it baseball or was it football they were playing? Because they got the trophies early. I feel like it was baseball.
It had to be baseball.
They got trophies for participation. This is the thanks for coming out trophy. This isn't the creative way like when I played and our coach gave out trophies. He gave out trophies for different shit. It's still a participation trophy, but you got the fastest on the team trophy. You got the most potential trophy. You got the best fielder trophy. You know what I'm saying? Your trophies had a purpose. Not a thank you for coming out, God bless you, good night trophy. And both his sons got that. So James said, you know what? I'm making my kids get this shit back. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry that I don't want my kids raised to think that giving your best means that you're a winner. And sometimes you fucking lose. And you should learn from losing. ESPN, everybody that I've seen on ESPN, even Stephen A. Smith with his bitch ass, everybody has agreed with him. I want to know, as a coach and as a father, what do you think about this? Should there be participation trophies? And if you get one, what lesson are you teaching your kid?
Okay, as far as participation trophies, I am a fan of I coach football. I don't know if y'all know this or not. And just the work that the kids put in, even though we didn't win the championship last year, everybody got a trophy. Why? Because the kids put in a lot of hard work. Now, for football. Now, this, you know, football, you know what I mean? Our trophies wasn't nothing grandiose and it wasn't nothing, you know, bullshit. It was just, you know, regular. But we didn't have no best runner. You know, so I've seen some of those trophies, like where the coach gives, like, everybody's the MVP or everybody, you know, you're the most, you know, like, I'm not with the I guess I am with the participation trophies then, because I want to get a trophy for the kids. You spent all this hard work, dedication, you stayed out here all season, you didn't quit, you know what I'm saying, you played. You know, I don't think trophies are just for champions, but I don't want, you know, meaningless trophies. I'm not with, but, you know, just for, I guess that's a participation trophy. If I played all year, so yes, I'm on team with participation trophy, you know what I'm saying. But like, if we were 0-1, I'm on team participation trophy. Fuck it. I just noticed that shit.
But is it, so would you say participation trophy or participation plaque? Because what they were saying on ESPN was like, yo, you shouldn't get a trophy because trophies are for winners. A plaque or some kind of recognition for not quitting, like they give you in school, grade school, they give you a little punk ass 10 weeks with no absence, that shit. One of those little cards.
Look, we give out. I'm with the trophy, man. I want the trophy to say, hey, I played football in 2014, 2013. No matter what my fucking, you know, like I said, it's winners and losers, okay? And, you know, if we win the championship, our trophy's going to be a little bigger. It's going to say champion on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? If we didn't win, you're just going to have your name, the team name, and the year on that motherfucker. Just showing, hey, you played. Because everybody don't buy pictures. Everybody don't get to keep their jerseys. You know, the plaque shit, you know. I think the plaque is more participation-y than the trophy. You know what I'm saying? Because the plaque just like, hey, I played. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, right. They get trophies for little tournaments now. Like, hey, you know, you played in a tournament. Here's a trophy. Like, that's a little different. Like, we play a weekend tournament. You give me a trophy, then that's participation. I look at it. But if I spend a whole season playing, I want my trophy at the end. Fuck that shit. So I have something to show my kids when they get older. You know, my kid got a trophy case. Look like fucking Michael Jordan almost around this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Because he plays sports. You know, he get a trophy just every fucking sport. So, yeah, I'm pro participation, man. I don't see nothing wrong with it. But it's just like, I guess I am giving in to the pussification of America. If that's, if that's what it is, then, I mean, that's not, you know... the mandatory play is the pacification of America. Like, you got a kid out there that don't want to be out there. His mom and daddy pushing him out there. Might be his mama, might be his daddy pushing him out there to play, and he's out there doing it. I mean, get a man some credit for coming out there every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm with it.
Yeah, I hear that point, and I think that that's dope for him to teach his kids, and they probably have it no other way. It's not like that nigga's giving them a trophy or any kind of plaque for participating in anything else. Like, I can imagine as a father, that nigga's tough. So, him even giving the trophy back, like, they gonna remember this shit forever. Yeah. Fuck the internet. They gonna remember that we got a trophy and Pops made us give it back because we didn't win shit. God damn. That's tough. But I don't necessarily disagree with him. Like, I think that there is a lesson to learn from losing. You're not gonna always fucking win, and you should always give your best, whether you win something or not. You should go out and bust your ass. So I don't know. I don't have a kid, and I'm not coaching the team. So my opinion is just as jaded as it could be. Like, yo, fuck it. I agree with James, and I would probably do the same thing. Is what I'm saying now. But have it be a kid out there. Have it be my daughter. Let it be my daughter. You better give her a trophy. Something.
Yeah.
My son. Hey, you know what? Dust yourself off, nigga. But my daughter.
I just feel like, you know, as a kid, you feel like, you know, like, just think about Saul Wright. Young Saul Wright out there playing rec ball or whatever. You go to practice every day. You know, you working hard. Even though you might not be the best player, you might be the best player, you might be the worst player, but you out there every fucking day. And then you come home, you got the little trophy, like, hey, look what we got. And dad like, but y'all motherfuckers lost 7 games. Y'all didn't win the title. Take that shit back. Like, crushing my spirit. Like, goddamn, I felt like I earned this fucking trophy. You know what I'm saying? So for the kid, I think it's more... Like, the parents, oh, no, I want you to earn something. I did earn it. I went to practice every fucking day. I showed up every fucking game. I earned the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like James Harrison, so give back your paycheck. Since y'all don't win the title, get your check back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't earned that shit. You ain't win. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the same thing. Like, no, we don't get Super Bowl rings to the second place team. You know what I'm saying? But they still get a check. They still get recognition. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. It just... I can see both sides, but I'm leaning towards the participation trophy side. Like, you know, like I said, if it's a bullshit ass weekend tournament, nah. You know, that's some bullshit because, you know, a little metal, you know, a little bullshit like that,
Yeah, I mean, I think I played Little League Baseball for 3 or 4 years. The first year is when I got the trophy. For the most, I got like 2 stupid ass trophies, like most potential and hustle or some shit like that is what I got. We didn't win shit. You know, first team play, and I was fine with the trophy. But now the next 2 or 3 seasons I played, my teams were horrible, and I played horrible, especially that last season. I played like shit. I would feel bad if I was able to look over and see that trophy now, because I didn't earn that motherfucker. We played like shit. So I wouldn't want a trophy for that season. Even when we made it to the playoffs and we got hosed by that nigga that was like 3 years too old to be in our division. We still played shitty, even making it to the playoffs. It was one of those where, in the same situation, we made the playoffs because it was only like 6 teams in the division, so everybody was in the playoffs. And as the bottom seed, we had to play the number 1 seed. Well, them niggas whooped our ass.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. But I wouldn't have wanted the trophy for that shit. So, I mean, I get it, but I'm good. I played football for 1 season. I'm glad I didn't get a trophy for that shit either. And we actually were one of the better teams in our division. I think we went How many games you play in high school? We only lost like two games.
You probably played about between 10 and 12, 10 maybe.
12, some shit like that. And we only lost two games. And we had, I think we had one tie, some shit like that. One of the better teams, but I don't want a trophy for that shit either. Like, I didn't win it, so don't give it to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that's just my take on this shit. I don't know. Do you have a Keep It 100 for this week?
I sure do. I wrote it down, so I read.
Oh, shit.
I didn't put it on thing because I thought about it after I sent you
the outline.
Yeah, and another one. If maybe y'all not Bird be saying this shit, but we just keep another one. He like, and another one. I'm like, another one.
That video is so fucking disgusting. I showed it to my homegirl. She was like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, this shit is
it's so funny though. I love it. Like, I cry every time I see it, man. But my Keep It 100 this week, man, I talked about it earlier in the show, but it's these youngins and the way they acting, you know, about straight out of Compton. Like, yo, chill out. I mean, y'all motherfuckers is, yeah, I've seen it's the 25 and unders this you know, making me hate on this movie. It's because of them. Like, everybody, like, I saw somebody that was like fucking 18. Yo, y'all going to see Straight Outta Compton Friday? Like, all on Facebook, and I'm just like, my nephew. I'm like, motherfucker, you don't know shit about that. You was born in 98. Like, you know what? And so it's just like, the young people, oh, this movie's so dope, and oh, and, you know, like, this motherfucker actually was telling me shit about NWA, and I was just like, really? You're gonna tell me, you know, what you saw in the movie? That's what you know about them, what you saw in the movie. Okay. Well, you know, have you listened to any songs? Like I said, they don't know three fucking songs. You know what I'm saying? Before they went into the movie theater, they did not know. Besides, I'm pretty sure some of them didn't even know Straight Outta Compton was a fucking song. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just chill, young people. You know, us old niggas, we've seen it before. We've been there. We lived it. So calm down. It's nothing. You're not reinventing the wheel with this movie, you know. So just chill. Just fall back a little bit. Enjoy it for what it is. You know, don't make it out to be something more than it's not. And all you people saying, oh, California Run Hip Hop 2015. Calm down. You still only got Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Calm down. I don't run shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, so.
And Kendrick just kind of popped up out of nowhere. The niggas that y'all was championing for, where is Blue? Where is Dom Kennedy?
Dom Kennedy, like all these.
Where's Nipsey Hussle?
Hey, Nipsey Hussle winning. He fucking Lauren London, nigga. I don't even.
But Weezy fucked Lauren London.
Weezy Broader, yeah. I mean, Wayne is the man. Wayne.
I mean, shit. I don't know. You get Weezy seconds.
Hey, and look, he ain't knocked up yet. So something wrong with you, Nipsey Hussle. Man, right here getting in beefs. You know what I'm saying? Over her and shit. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man.
So is he winning? I don't know. Nipsey, you know, we just talking shit, man. This is dope, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He sold for $1,000, man. He sold, what, 10 albums for $1,000 or whatever? He sold 100 albums for $1,000 a piece? I mean, hey, that shit is all right with me.
Hey, I ain't got nothing wrong with that, nigga. Respect, for real.
Nipsey hustled. He hustled them niggas. $1,000 for an album? Like,
who would you pay $1,000 for an album right now? Like, if you could get 15 legit ass rap songs from Fonte on the album, would you pay for that?
Yeah, I'd pay for it.
I would too.
I wouldn't pay $1,000. No. So, I wouldn't pay $1,000 for nobody music. Unless they gonna dig up Biggie and make him rap again and turn him into a fucking Frankenstein and let him rap. But other than that, I mean, I'm paying $1,000 for nobody album.
You know what make Biggie so dope? Like, you just said that, and it's a debate going on in another group I'm in, and they're trying to compare Biggie and Big Pun. Biggie gave us two albums. Bonafide Classics.
Mm-hmm.
There's no unreleased Biggie music.
None. Except for that bullshit, the duet shit, that they never should have let fucking Eminem touch that shit. That's another problem I have with Eminem. He fucked that Biggie duet shit. Like, I hated that shit. Then when he put his fucking lyrics on Dead Wrong, like, first of all, Dead Wrong was a dope song without Eminem.
Right.
And then when he put it on that, it's like, oh man, niggas like, oh, that nigga murdered Biggie. First off, that song, that was when Biggie was Biggie, not B.I.G. Notorious. That was like old Biggie. So then it's just like, he put his vocals behind that shit. So it's like, stop it. It wasn't like, Biggie would have never let Eminem eat that nigga on the album, man. Not gonna happen. You know, yeah, Jay-Z, that's another story. Cause he, you know, like, whatever. Well, everybody said Renegade was it. He did the same thing, basically. Renegade was an Eminem and Roy song, and then Jay-Z just put his lyrics on there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that backstory.
Yeah, yeah. So you listen to the original. Like, the original Renegade with Royce and Eminem. I mean, Eminem ain't changed shit. You know what I'm saying? Royce had some flows on there. But, yeah. But
they put Jay-Z on there, so wanted to go bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of fucked up. But yeah, like, so Biggie, in my opinion, is the most efficient rapper in the history of rap.
Of course.
This nigga went in the studio and gave you fucking tracks, and that's it. I'm not giving you no extra credit, no extra work, and it's classics, and I'm done. I gave you a couple features, and that broke the other artists. Like, when that nigga hopped on 112 and Total Shit, blew them the fuck up. Like, this nigga got in the studio and gave you shit that was classic and walked the fuck out. We still getting unreleased Tupac shit.
Man, where, look, who has all these? I mean, it's
Peabody.
Peabody.
I already knew what you was going to ask, and I know the answer. Peabody has all of it.
Yes. All of it. Biggie only got one wax song. And one. And that was Party and Bullshit. Other than that, you can't give me a whack fucking shit from Biggie, man. I mean, that Party and Bullshit, that's bullshit. You know, any Biggie fan say that shit dope, I'm saying you're fucking lying. But other than that, you can't give me another bad song by Biggie. Not one.
I never liked Notorious Thugs, but
I like Biggie verse.
I'm coming like around to it. Song. Yeah. I think that's what saved it. Like, when Biggie got on that motherfucker, I was like, this shit kind
of
goes.
Yeah, first of all, they went on like a minute before they started rapping. And then Biggie did his verse. Then after that, I just turned the fucking shit off. I don't give a fuck. I can't understand nothing Bone says.
Nah.
So therefore, I don't want to listen to that shit. But when Biggie jumped on that Armed and Dangerous, Ain't Too Many Can Hang With Us, straight up.
That's not even his flow. That nigga was like, yo, I got it. You motherfuckers, dog. Do what you. I can see Biggie in the studio now. They was like, how you want me to do this? No, do what you do. I got you. Do what you do.
Yeah, but when we did a song with Pac, we had to slow it down. So what? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not Pac. You know what I'm saying? Pac.
Just do what you do. I got you, son. As soon as that shit came out, Biggie, it's your turn. That motherfucker hopped in there. Armed and Dangerous. Ain't Too Many Can Hang With Us. I'm like, whoa, Biggie. I mean,
that motherfucker's. Hey, that man, listen, bro.
God damn. So to the cat that was saying that, you know, Big Pun is better than Biggie, look.
Hey, look, was he fucking Dominican or some shit like that, Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Them the only niggas that say that shit. No nigga that, nobody, only the Barriquas say Pun was better than Biggie. I understand that's y'all boy, you know, that's y'all, but let's be honest. He wasn't better than Big.
So that was what I'm the impartial nigga. I will argue for and against niggas that I rock with. Lyrically, Pun was a bad motherfucker.
Yes.
So if we just talking about flipping syllables and shit, he was a bad motherfucker.
But you have to be able to put together a song.
You have to be able to put together a hook. You have to be able to tell stories. And I don't think that most people can see Biggie on that shit.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It's niggas is rapping right now that y'all love that can't even do a hook.
Nope.
So I'm just saying, Biggie was that deal. So the fact that we don't have any unreleased shit from Biggie after all this time, and it's still standing this course, like, he even said that Biggie didn't have time to make his mark. Nigga, everybody knows March 9th.
Mm.
That's a fucking international day of mourning in hip hop.
Yes.
When did Pun die?
February, I think. February 8th, some shit like that.
We guessing though. We know March 9th.
Yeah.
So, you know, Biggie did, he maximized his hip hop career completely and totally. He maximized that shit. So, I don't even know how I got off on that tangent. You said something about Biggie and that sparked it. But, you know, let's get into our goddamn winners and losers this week.
My winners this week are the United States Army Rangers. Why are they the winners this week? Because they finally, the first women ever, Army Ranger women. And, you know, I don't know what Army Ranger is, but I'm pretty sure they're badass. And now we got some badass chicks out there that kick some ass. February 7th is when Big Pun died. I knew I was close.
You was close.
Yes, Pun been dead 15 years. So yeah, the Army Rangers are my winners this week for, you know, not being on the wrong side of history. I'm pretty sure it's a lot of women that could have been Army Rangers before them, but now we got some. So now we're going to have an influx of Army Ranger chicks. So yo, shout out, salute to the troops, salute to the Army Rangers, salute to the Lady Army Rangers.
I feel like they weren't even allowed to compete or to try out for this shit.
That's before. What G.I. Jane was all about, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was some shit like that.
Fucking Army Ranger, yeah.
Like, you're not even supposed to be doing this shit. So
yes.
Props to them for going
just like y'all. Just like, okay.
Hey, man, them motherfuckers out here running the Tough Mudder and shit. There's a lot more fit motherfuckers out here nowadays.
Hell yeah, it's some crazy fucking crazy people out here. I was sitting and watching the CrossFit people, man. Them people are insane. Like, I couldn't imagine that shit. I was sitting there just, I watch him all the time, you know, got this little CrossFit place by my house. And I'd be like, these motherfuckers insane. And I can't do it. I mean, I'm just regular ass, get on the treadmill, you know, pump some iron type nigga. But I'm not all about that cross training shit. Them motherfuckers crazy, man. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I agree with you. Like, much respect to you motherfuckers.
Yeah. They pee on themselves, man. That's how hard they go. They pee on themselves. They're like, yo, if you ain't peeing on yourself, you ain't doing it right. And these women. I was like,
that's why.
I was pumped with sweat. They're like, no, that's piss. I was like, damn.
Hey, that's why for all you, if we have any Nappy Afro Fit people, if you're contemplating doing one of the Tough Mudders and shit like that, or Spartan races, don't do
Spartan
that shit.
Spartan races. Yes.
Don't do that shit, man. This motherfucking shitting and pissing in the goddamn muddy water. Don't do that shit.
Hey, man.
You end up dead, man.
Job does that shit. And we laugh. Yeah, he showed a picture. He's like, that's my first Spartan run. And I was like, whoa. Yeah,
don't shake that nigga's hand, man. He got that E. coli or something.
He's a savage. Yeah.
You got any losers this week?
My losers this week are all the fans that watch Power. Show the season finale just happened Saturday, and we know it's gonna be another year before we get another fucking next June, probably before we see episode of Power again. And, you know, it's just for it to be 10 episodes, man. They got to come back soon, man. But it was fucking awesome. Not gonna spoil it for Saul Wright because he hadn't started watching it yet. He needs to.
I just need a second from the nation. If somebody else from the nation say I don't watch it, I'll watch it.
Right. This I'm telling you, man. Watch this shit, bro. Like this is fucking like. This shit gonna have to get like some Emmys or something now. Like, I mean, cause the writing is fucking dope. Like, it's a good fuck. Like, it's the best wrote hood fucking, you know, show of all time. Like, you know, there ain't no bullshit. It ain't like, you know, it's all believable. It's relatable. You know what I'm saying? It's just, yo, Power's the shit. So the fans of Power are losers because we ain't gonna get to see Power no more for a while. You know what I'm saying? But you know, football season is approaching. Walking Dead and all that good shit's coming back. Oh yeah, shout out to GQ Blue, cause I started watching season 5 of Suits. So yeah, I'm trying to help on that, man.
Suits makes its return.
Yes.
My winners and losers this week. I only got a winner. Okay. My winner is LeBron. Now, we talked about, you know, Michael Jordan has made $450 million off Nike alone.
Top dick, right?
I know, right? Right. Get off his nuts, son. But I'm just saying, Michael Jordan has made $450 million off them shoes. By itself. Fuck basketball contracts, nothing. It's just the shoes. LeBron is paying for kids to go to college. How many people has Jordan sent to college?
Besides his three kids?
Right. I mean, other than giving them the dream to play basketball.
Other than numerous girls he was probably having sex with.
Stop. How many people has he actually paid out of his pocket to go to college?
Hey, look, who knows? He probably doesn't tell about his charitable works. You know what I'm saying? He paid for a whole basketball team jersey for Carolina.
His illegitimate. Yeah, but they probably Jordan brand. They Nike. So he got that shit wholesale. Like, this nigga paid $2 a jersey. That shit don't count.
He didn't pay shit.
I mean, you know, like, LeBron is like, hey.
Taking off the line. Why? Take 40
right. Right, these are all defective Jordan jerseys. Yeah, fuck it, we'll just go ahead and put that NC on that bitch. He was going to throw them out, we'll just send them to them instead. It's cool, I got it. I'll pick up the ticket.
Off wrong.
I'll pick up the ticket on that. I'm just saying, like, LeBron, that's a classy ass.
Wow, LeBron. Look, people going to find a way to talk shit about bad about that.
Absolutely.
That's the least he could do since he ain't win no title.
How about that's the least he could do since he didn't even go to college?
Yes.
Like, God damn. That's right. Just, hey, that's what you do. You out here with these shoes.
Get
you
back.
Know, Jordan has always said that he ain't had to do with the price of that shit. That is not his domain. LeBron said, fuck it. I'm going to send more than 1,000 kids to school.
Yeah, my shoes cost $250. I could afford to send somebody's shoes to school.
Hey, man, that goddamn shoe game is getting out of hand.
That's ridiculous. Like LeBron's like 200, man. Then he come out with LeBron come out with like 19 fucking shoes during basketball season. Like every fucking 2 weeks is some new bronze coming out.
New soldiers.
Then he come out with the soldiers and then the fucking LeBron flip. Like, hey, LeBron's a money making motherfucker, man. So, hey, you better send some niggas to college besides little Bronny and the little girl and all that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Hey, but they still saying that right now Jordan is making more off endorsements than LeBron.
Well, didn't they say Jordan had like a $10 billion impact on the United States economy? You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure. Well, I don't know about the United States now. I mean, all the shoes are made overseas.
Well, I mean, that just but him. I guess the Jordan, he had like a $10 billion. They said just, you know, he put $10 billion into the economy. Now he didn't see none of that. You know, he probably seen maybe that
$450 million. That's what he saw.
Yeah. And look, then your girl got like 200 of that when he divorced her.
Yeah.
So you know, Jordan had to give her 170 mil. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a lot of money.
Get her fine ass. What's she? I need to find her.
Stop it.
Speaking of fine ass old lady. Sorry, the day what? I was at, boy, sorry, boy, I seen this lady today, nigga. Like, I was just like, yo, that's what you want when your wife get old, her to look like that, nigga. Like, she's like, she had to be late 40s, early 50s. But that body, I put her body up against any 22-year-old girl right now, nigga. Like, damn. That, look, she had everybody in the store looking like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
She was on that Kanye breast.
Boy, hey, she, listen, man, that's like, everybody, like, listen, boy, this one dude, a little young nigga, he was like, boy, that right there, that's what you want when you get old, nigga. I like, shit, that's what you want right now, nigga, what you mean? Like, oh, boy.
Sometimes it's some women out there that make you realize that God, there's got to be a God somewhere for real.
Man, yes, man.
Probably for at Kanye breast, man, you know, shit, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. She's a bad one. And I got to give another winner. I'm surprised I didn't say this first. My wife don't listen to the show, so I'm still good. Shout out to Mrs. All Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She competed in the Strong Woman competition this weekend.
All right.
So it's pretty dope. You know, she ain't placed. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't fail anything. She went out there and she did her shit. She pulled a truck, nigga.
Get the fuck out. I'm sorry to leave her alone, boy.
Hey, man. That motherfucker pulled a goddamn, what's the Titan? Which one? Is that Nissan Titan? The quad cab?
We'll let it go. Nissan, Toyota, it's probably Nissan Titan, yeah.
She pulled that motherfucker, man. Quad cab. She pulled it she's sitting there with the rope. She pulled that shit, so.
Shit.
Hey, props, man.
Get a participation trophy, sorry. Right?
Well played, my nigga. Holy shit. Well played. God damn. I had to give you a trophy for that. That's an excellent callback, my nigga. God damn. That's awesome. So yeah, we were out there in San Antonio for the whole all day Saturday, and they were doing that shit in the heat. There's a lot of strong women out there, man. There's a lot of bad motherfuckers. Yeah. Little chick like 130 pounds, overhead pressing 215 pounds, and yeah, they out there not fucking around, picking up Atlas stones and.
God damn.
Yeah, I know the Nappy Afro staff wouldn't have been completely happy, but it wasn't a lot of women with abs there, so y'all might have been alright.
It
wasn't a lot of cut up women there. It was just looked like average women, but they were strong as shit.
Damn, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, good shit. Props to Mrs. All Right, you know, for doing your thing. I'm proud of you, and that's dope shit. You want to give our shout outs so we can get the fuck up out of here?
All right, man. Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to B-Eazy, GQ Blue, Dub, Clopes, Blaskiot, Supreme Weave. I'm learning all y'all names. You notice that,
We're trying, right?
Yeah, shout out to everybody else that's on staff.
Nick Nitro.
Nick Nitro. It's another nigga. I can't think his name. J. Cole. He did a J. Cole review. Can't remember his name. But
I'll research it while you're doing that. You know.
Yeah. Also, man, shout out to my fucking neighbor. He's moving to South Dakota next week. Why? What a change. From Florida to his job. From Florida to South Dakota. And he gave me a whole bunch of shit, bro. Like, I mean... Dog gave me a fucking canopy that I can, you know, my pop-up canopy I can go when I tailgate. He gave me a fucking refrigerator that I got in the garage now, like a little mini fridge. But this is bigger than a mini fridge, but it ain't a full-size fridge.
Whoa, what the fuck is South Dakota?
His job.
Damn, this supposed to be your nigga. You don't even know what he do?
Bruh, listen, he gave me a bar. Look, he gave me a bar with liquor already in the motherfucker. So I got a bottle of Beef Eater right here, boy, I've been drinking. Man. God damn. No homo.
I'm just so mad that you was like, man, fuck what he does. Listen what I got.
Yeah. Fucking foosball table. Like, hell, he gave me a wall unit for a fucking big screen TV still in the box. Still in the
God
box.
God damn. Hey, man,
up to a 55 inch. I don't even have that yet. But I got the screen. I can hang it on the wall, dog. Like, man. Then he was trying to give me some more shit. And I was just like, yo, man. You gave me enough, man. Chill. He gave me a lava lamp. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit, bro.
God damn, let me
shout out to my neighbor. Look, his name is Patrick. You know what I'm saying? Look, funny thing. Me and Patrick have been living across the street just about 2 years now. And me and his wife have never spoke. And that's the one who spoke to me because I had my dog outside one day. And she loves my dog. She kisses the dog in the mouth. And I was like, ugh. So, you know, you already know what they are.
Yeah, I got it. Like, you know, the name started it. And yeah. then when you just told me that, but I got you.
You know, black people, we don't give away shit. If we do give away some shit, that shit ain't no fucking good. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to get it fixed. Or, you know, we don't throw away shit that still got some use in. White people, on the other hand, oh my gosh, they give you nice stuff. Like, man.
Damn.
He gave me a fucking, look, he gave me a fucking hand truck. Like, I'm just like, God damn.
Hey, I need one of those.
Hey, man.
That motherfucker is like $90.
Hey, he gave me a big heavy duty green one that you can lay down. They got wheels on the back and roll this motherfucker.
Hey, man, ship that to me.
God damn, sorry.
I do need that, brother. Like, after the show, I'm going to buy one. I need one. Shit, that shit to me. Yeah, you ain't moving nothing.
Hey, man. That shit just like, only bad thing about it, I think one of the wheels got a flat tire or something. I pumped it up, but the shit went flat on me. So,
he got you with that one.
Yeah, yeah, look, look, look. But the foosball table going to Goodwill, because I don't fucking play foosball. I'm just waiting for him to move, so I don't want him to see me turning, you know, like, damn, he packing it in his car.
Put that shit on Craigslist.
Man.
That's money for the team right there.
It's like, sorry, it don't have no legs on it. It's like, it's just
have you put anything on Craigslist?
No.
They will take anything on Craigslist.
Damn.
Anything.
I'm saying, I just want $20 for it, man.
They'll take it.
Okay.
Tell them you $35 and somebody will offer you $20.
Okay. Well, I'm selling $50, so then I get my $35.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they're priced to win with no legs. But that's what you do, man. Craigslist is the spot.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I was trying to sell my J's on there, and this nigga just didn't sound right. So I was like, nah, I'm not meeting up with you for no J's.
No. You say your J's on, like, go to Flight Club, shit like that, and say your J's.
Yeah, that nigga was like, yeah, can we meet at such and such elementary? Sure, okay.
Elementary? Like, what?
Sure, okay. Nope, can't do that one. We can meet at the police department.
Yeah.
We can meet. And then once I said that, then it got no more messages. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do no $230 transaction with you in a goddamn elementary school.
Maybe he was a teacher, a janitor. He just got paid, so right?
Absolutely not. That nigga was trying to get me. It's not gonna happen, man.
Can't get a gun in school property, so if I get him, you know.
Exactly. It's gonna go all bad, all bad. School's not even in. So why don't we meet at the elementary school? I don't trust him.
Yeah, that did sound like me.
I don't trust him, man. Fuck that. I wish we had Quick Trip here. Quick Trip, I'll be straight. Mm. You know, y'all got Quick Trip in Florida?
Now we are what do we have down here? We have Circle K's and Circle K's like the same thing as a Quick Trip. You know, the Quick Trip and was it Raceway or some shit like that?
Raceway, yeah. Murphy's. Those are all sort of similar, but Quick Trip is the best gas station ever, nigga.
You think so?
Absolutely. I will stop. I don't even need shit, and I will stop with a Quick Trip.
Hey, sometimes they, look, man, I know they give you free ice and quick. Like, I take my little Yeti cup in places, man. They're like, oh, we don't charge you for something. You got your own cup. Oh, you don't know I got drink in this motherfucker.
They don't give a fuck. Hell, because they're too busy checking. Like, I looked at working at Quick Trip, and they have to have their transactions done so quick, they don't be checking shit.
Yes.
So if you ever been to a Quick Trip, nigga, you know that they get you out of there in like 2.5 seconds. It's because they're required to. They have a transaction time from when that shit starts to when they get the payment and finish.
Damn.
So by the time you're done and they give you the receipt, you're like, damn, I ain't even decided if I wanted that bitch or not. That's because they got to keep that shit down. Keysan Brown is the other dude.
Keysan Brown. That's what it is.
Keysan, man, we appreciate all y'all, man. Yes, man. And the nation, you know what I'm saying? The RT3.
I know none of y'all listen to the Frocast, but I'm going to say it. That $10 shit about to stop.
Oh, is it?
I said, BZ might say something differently. I don't think it's fair that, you know, the grandfathering people, we don't get the $10 rule. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I feel like, you know, hey, but, you know, like I said, I'm just talking bullshit. Pay me no mind. But the dollar for post is still going on. The dollar for post is still going on. What I mean by this, people, if you want us to post, plug your shit, you want to say happy birthday to your baby mama or whatever, whatever, hey, we'll use our influence on all the social networks, Nappy Afro on Twitter, Nappy Afro on Instagram, Napfro Gang on Snapchat. We will post your shit. $1 per post, and you send this money to nappyafromail@gmail.com. Once again, that's nappyafromail@gmail.com. $1 will get you a post on Twitter or Instagram, whatever one you want to put on, and boom, there you go.
This motherfucker is serious about this.
Put your at name on there. We'll shout you out. We'll plug your shit. So, you know, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, all you got to do is send a dollar, man. Nobody's advertising for a dollar, man. Come on, man.
Get it done, man. We got downloads and shit.
Put Nappy Afro, man.
Hey, that's all you gotta do, man. Plug us, buy a shirt, buy some advertising. It's real simple, man. Support this shit.
Shout out to Dr. Bracey, man. He always have his Nappy Afro shirt on, man. God damn, every time I see him on Snapchat, he got his Nappy Afro shirt on, man. That's love right there.
Do you wash it?
I mean, yeah, he wash it. But it's always like, I see at least once a week he got his Nappy Afro on in his Snapchat. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, he wear his shirt more than I wear mine.
Yes.
I need to set my Nappy Afro shirt game up.
Yeah, man, you lift heavy, y'all. Every time I see you, I got a Nappy Afro shirt on. Oh, that's lift heavy. Never mind.
Hey, man, that shit is moving. That's what I got to do. That's what I got to do.
Right, like Pepsi.
That's what I got. I'm going to go ahead and get the tattoo done. Tattoo my logo.
I might get a Nappy Afro tattoo, man, because, you know, who knows? Like, I'm
down for getting a Nappy Afro tattoo.
I mean, because think about it. We are on snow on the bluff, man.
Hey, I'm down with getting a Nappy Afro.
You can't take that away from us. You roll the credits on Snow on the Bluff, you're going to see nappyafro.com on there, man.
Hey, that's big shit.
Yes.
The only thing I don't want to do is, you know, end up showing the tattoo, because it'll be on my forearm more than likely. And I got to explain to people what Nappy Afro is.
That's my site, man. It's my site. You know, look, no matter what it is, my site.
Yeah,
man.
But then the problem is somebody's going to go there at Tuesday in the middle of the day, and it's going to be a certified banger.
Look. I'm saying, listen, man. We are a hodgepodge. We are potpourri.
We are a porn site now.
Not yet. We almost there. But goddamn, we ain't got dick going in pussy.
We are a porn site, nigga. Every time I go to the site, it's the first thing that pop up. Like, goddamn.
I love it.
Hey, he picking some winners though. I can't even hate.
Yeah.
He picking some winners.
The Instagram then doubled in 7 weeks. The Instagram followers have doubled. So people, listen, I'm telling you, we're fast. We just hit 500 like the other day, and now we almost like it's 700. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, people don't want to like the picture because you can follow the likes. So they're going to look at it.
Oh, no, the likes is getting up, man. It's one motherfucker, man. This one dude, like 70 straight pictures, dog. I was just like,
what's the selfie king?
Excuse me? No, it wasn't selfie king. It was somebody named, what was his name? It was...
Free shout out coming
to the guy, because I made a post for him, because I was like, damn, you showed mad love. Like, god damn.
You showed so much love, it annoyed you. Like, fuck.
Yes, I was like, my phone about to go dead. I was like, I'm going to give him a shout out, because I said, fuck it. Let me find
notifications. Like, nigga, we get it.
Every time I turn the phone, jumping. Whoop, 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 whoop. His name was Sliceberg Slim, man.
God damn. Sliceberg Slim. Yes. Shit. Don't pay the respect.
Yeah, Sliceberg.
That's a name, man.
Yeah.
That's another B-more, nigga.
Yep, sure was.
So that's what's up. See, he damn near out of promotion. Sliceberg, send us your dollar, man.
Yeah.
You got a Bandcamp page? Hey, send us your dollar. Beatmaker, yeah. Producer, go ahead and get in, man.
Yeah, man. Get on the ground floor of this, man. Be the first one, man. Don't let RT3 be the first one, man.
RT3 is the guy. Ain't nobody beating RT3 in shit. He comments on every post.
RT3 gonna send us a... Hey. RT3 gonna send us a dollar. Hey, I need my post. I need my plug.
Matter of fact, that nigga sent us a dollar and say, I don't even need a plug.
Yeah. Y'all shout me out enough on the Frocast, man. How much y'all for the Frocast shout outs?
Right. Here a dollar. That nigga come in and leave drops. He enters our contest. Hey, man, RT3. You the real MVP, dog, for real, straight up. But this has been another episode of the Frocast. We done rambled this shit somehow. Out of three topics, we made it to an hour and a half, damn near, on the post. I'm your man, Sorry, a.k.a. the Boho with no dough, a.k.a. the Boho Bandit, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster. We out. We'll holler at y'all next time on the Frocast. NappyAfro.com. Peace.
NappyAfro.com.